Well, Sierra, the 2012 volleyball season for you, a big senior group that you were a part of. You guys had a big group of girls, and you were able to go 25-6 that season, which, if my memory serves correct, that's either has either tied or topped or is in one of the top two records for the volleyball program. So just looking back at that, you know, just overall at the season, a lot of special things that you guys accomplished.
Yeah, so obviously going into that year, we wanted to win. Just like any other year, we were super excited and ready to go. We obviously started off with Hell Week, and we were all super pumped and had really high expectations for ourselves. I can't remember in which order this all happened, but we were able to win the Painter tournament. We won the Outspont tournament, and we also won the Vandalia tournament, which was super exciting. I think that was the first for Vandalia to actually win all three in the same year. Our group was super close-knit. We all got along. Like I said earlier, we expected to be good, and we weren't going to stop until we achieved that. And then obviously we ended our season going into regionals and winning regionals, and we were just super pumped. That hadn't been done for a really long time, so we were all super stoked about that. Unfortunately, it did end for us shortly after that, but we went up against Pena, and it was always a hard time with Pena. It was always either back and forth. But at that point, they got us. But overall, the season was amazing. I wouldn't have changed it at all.
Of course, when you're going through and you're in a group like you were, you know, just kind of looking back at who you had, you know, of course, there was you and then, you know, Austin Kruger, Shelby Foster, Haley Cawthorn, that's Haley Burning now, you know, Gabby McDuff, Abby Dugan, Rachel Lycan. I mean, you guys had, you know, one of the, you know, most talented classes to come through there. And I know you guys were a pretty close-knit group. So being able to be so close, did that, you think, have a big part of the success that you guys had on the court?
Yeah, I think that it had, I think it had a lot to do with it because we all trusted each other. We all knew that we had each other to lean on in the good times or bad. Either with winning or losing, we knew what to expect out of each other, and we weren't afraid to push each other to that, to the success that we wanted. I mean, obviously we're a bunch of girls, so there were hard times, but really the good times shined out. And I think with us all being the majority of us being seniors, it was kind of our last hurrah together. So, it was just kind of a time for us to just pull together and, like, our last year just being one of the best years we could possibly have, for sure.
Of course, so you talked about some of the, you know, the things that you guys were able to accomplish. So early on, you know, you win the Altamont tournament and kind of helped set you on a roll there for quite a while, had a nice winning streak to start the season. I think first loss of the season, if I remember right, came to a tough Carlinville team who, if I remember right, you got them back a little later in the season, but building that up and getting to that point, and then shortly after going to the Vandalia tournament, is that kind of what the early goal was? Okay, win Altamont, but because you guys knew that that mid-September tournament was going to be at home on your home floor, and I know there have been a lot of times where Vandalia had been in the championship and had either just fallen short or you know. So was that kind of – did that tournament early on stick out a little bit more for you maybe than Altamont in some of the early games was being able to win at home?
Yeah, so I think that early on, we obviously set a lot of goals as a team, and we tried to accomplish those one at a time. We tried not to look too much in the future just because sometimes that can get in your head, obviously. And but yeah, I think that once we started and we won that first tournament, we were like, man, like we can do this. And so just propelling forward to that Vandalia tournament, we were super excited, and we went in and we wanted to win. We weren't going to stop until we won. Obviously, the Vandalia tournament, we always brought in some good teams, and I feel like we played it was either Carlinville or South Central. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they were always a great team. And so we went in and we just knew that we had to have the grit and we just knew that we had to be able to go in there with our hearts and with our minds and just put our feet to the floor and do what we knew how to do and pull together as a team. And I think that once we got past that Vandalia tournament, we're like, okay, like, especially Coach Hall, she knew, like, this team is good and we're going to go far this year. So I think that those definitely helped propel us towards the future of the regional title for sure.
Of course, something that, you know, from watching your group, something that was really fun to watch, of course, such a strong hitting attack. Of course, you were part of that, and you know, with Austin and Rachelle and Abby Dugan got into it there on the outside too. And then you guys had just some really strong setters and liberos as well with Shelby and Gabby and Haley. And it kind of seemed like there, any given night, really everything played well. If you guys weren't able to, you know, get some of those hits through, if you're going up against like a Payne or a Carlinville team and having some trouble getting around some blocks, it seemed like you had those defensive girls that were able to really pick you guys up and get some digs that were blocked out and kind of reset your play and get a new volley going. And it just kind of seemed like there was just so much ebbing and flowing with you guys, but you never really kind of, you know, cracked, so to speak, and had just one group let down or not. It just seemed like there was so much that worked well for you guys, no matter which aspect of your guys' games were on for that specific match.
Yeah, we had a super, like, very well-rounded team. What one person couldn't do, the other could do. So, I mean, you had Rachel in the front, middle, opposite of me, but she could also hit from the back row like none other. And then, I mean, you had all the passing, and I know that I was not a good server. I know that for a fact. And so Abby would come in for me and she would serve and get those points that we needed. And I mean, we were just a good group. I mean, we just came together and we knew each other's weaknesses and we knew each other's strengths and we played off of those in the best way that we could. And Coach Hall, or I'm so used to calling her Coach Brown because that's why I knew her for so long. But Coach Hall, I mean, she just knew how to put us and how to play us to our best abilities. And just like each other, she knew our strengths and weaknesses, so she definitely played off of those. And I feel like it all worked out in the big grand scheme of things. So it was, I mean, I loved playing with them. I obviously went and played in college too. And I mean, if I could go back and play a game of volleyball, I would definitely love to go back to high school and play one more game with those girls for sure.
Of course, at the culmination of the season, you guys win the regional championship. And of course, something that Austin Kruger had to remind me of is that you guys were actually at home when you won that regional championship that year. You know, had been usually Greenville or somewhere, you know, 20, 25 minutes away. But that year you guys were actually able to be on your home floor and beat Flora, and knowing that there have been so many years, and not only after such a large break with no regional title, you know, how much more did it mean to you guys as a group saying, hey, we just did this on our home floor?
Oh, well, I mean, I know I can speak for myself whenever I say this, but I was pumping myself up all day for that game. I was listening to like this one song on repeat. I don't even remember what it was, but some type of like super pumped up song, just to get myself hyped up, because I knew that I had to contribute for my team. And I just think that it being at home was such, I mean, it was an honor to play in that gym. And just to be able to feel that feeling at home with everyone there, supporting us. And, it's kind of like hard to put in words, because it's just like a feeling, like you just want to, whenever you talk about it, you just like have all this emotion come back to you. Like, you can't put it into words. It was just so amazing. It was the best feeling, like having all of our friends and family there and our teachers and just our hometown. I mean, it just made it so much better. I know that we had went to Flora multiple times before that. And I mean, it would have felt good, but I mean, there's just no greater feeling than winning at home, especially something that hadn't been done in so long, that we had been wanting for so long.
Of course, as you said, you know, ran into Pena and always, you know, a really tough battle with Pena. Big rivalry back then when it came to volleyball between Vandelli and Pena. So unfortunately saw the season come to an end. But just knowing that you can look back and see everything that you guys did. And, you know, like I said, you know, all the titles, the 25-6 record, everything, you know, when you look back and know that that's going to be something that people are going to remember forever, you know, about the program, when they look back and they say, okay, that was one of the best teams we had, you know, as a player, you know, what are the emotions like when you think about that?
I mean, it's an honor. I mean, I obviously love my small town, and I love the girls that I played with, and I love Vandalia High School, and everything that it did for us and the coaching staff that we had. And I mean, it's just, for me, it makes me proud to say that I'm from a town that was so supportive, because we couldn't have done any of that without the support from everyone, not just our team support, but the hometown support and everything along those lines as well. It just makes me so happy and kind of emotional, because it's like, wow, I'm old now, but it's really awesome, because I also know that like the girls that are like, that have played behind us and that are like coming up, like my sister's a senior and my best friend's the coach. So it's just like, they have people around that have lived that. And I just hope that they know that we want that success for them as well. So it just kind of all comes full circle, as just a very humbling and very emotional and very happy. I can't even put my words together, but yeah, it's very honorable.